As you know, if you're going to accomplish anything, you have to make a start. That goes for baking a pie or, as with Perry Mason, smashing a ruthless crime syndicate. And as you also know, Perry Mason made his start when, a moment ago, young Francis Riley finally broke down and agreed to tell what he knows. Now, in a washroom in the Daily Blade newspaper building...
I'm awful ashamed of myself, Mr. Mason. I broke down and cried like a baby. I've been so darn scared. I'm still scared. And I'll not apologize.
I know, son.
Okay. Let's get it over with.
All right. Now, Francis, suppose you sit down there between Miss Street and Lieutenant Halverson, all right? You got your notebook, Della?
Yes, Chief, I have.
Is she going to write this down?
Yes. But, Francis, I promise you every precaution will be taken to protect you.
My mother, too, Mr. Mason. I wasn't kidding. Those guys won't stop at anything. Never knew how big it was before you told me. First, I thought I was just one of the guys lifting cars for him.
How did you make a start, Francis?
Well, I got discharged from the Navy on account of my eyes. I guess my mom told you.
Yes, yes. How did you get mixed up with the syndicate?
A fella I knew. Ran into him a couple of times. One night he asked me if I'd like to make $50 and have some kicks. I said, sure. I mean, it sounded like a great idea. Well, I was up in the air. Anyhow, I went with him on a job.
Who is the boy, son?
Well, it wouldn't help you to know his name, Lieutenant. He was killed on another job running from the cops. His picture's in one of those newspaper stories Mr. Mason showed me.
Mm.
Well, anyhow, the time I went with him, the first time, went off smooth as cream, so he gave me an address to go meet the man. Dad's soda shop, kind of a little place where the kids hang out. Had a jukebox, booths. Well, when Dad, he's the guy who runs the place. When Dad gets to know you, there's a back room where you can buy a drink. And there's another room in back where we'd meet the man.
Well, wait a minute. You say a lot of kids hang out there.
Yes, sir. I guess some of them were drivers for the man. I don't know for sure. That's one of the things. They don't let you know who else is working for him. I can't tell you anything about the man.
You talked to him?
Well, only once or twice. Mostly we'd contact by telephone. When I did see him, the room was dark.
What?
Yeah, the minute you walked in the room, he'd put this strong light in your eyes. He'd sit behind it. I never saw him.
Well, you must have learned something, or they wouldn't have threatened you.
Yes, sir. I'm coming to that. I did 3 jobs for him. Then I wanted out. I was fed up. So the next time the man called me up with an assignment, I told him I'd quit. He said I'd better come and see him. Well, I was scared not to go see him. He told me to come that night, 9:00.
Soda shop?
Yes, sir. It was crowded. A bunch of fellas and girls, you know, kidding around, playing the jukebox. I kind of kept off to myself. I was nervous, still scared when I... Well, I was just scared. So I had a drink of Coke by myself, waited for the time. It was early. Then this girl came in. She came in and sat in the booth with me. Didn't even see me at first. Pretty girl. Looked like a nice girl. She was scared. I could tell. Maybe being scared myself made me know how somebody else could be scared. Anyway, she must have known how I felt because all of a sudden...
What time is your appointment to see him?
See who?
The man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. Where are you going?
Another booth.
Please don't. Please stay and talk to me.
Somebody might notice.
What do we care?
What?
You're going to quit too, aren't you? Aren't you? It doesn't matter if they say yes because we're going to quit. What's there to be afraid of? I'm just going to tell him I won't work for him anymore. If he says anything, I'll just...
Just get up and walk away. Don't make me laugh.
I have to make it any worse than it is.
We won't make it any better just kidding ourselves. You're scared and so am I. It's not so bad for me. I'm a man. Okay, you go first.
What?
It's time for me to see the man, but you go first.
But why?
Well, I'll wander back there in a minute just in case... Well, just in case he talks rough to you.
Oh. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's okay. Okay, go on back and talk to him. What I really wanted to do was get out of that front door as fast as I could. But I'd given that girl my... Well, she was a nice girl, no matter if she was working for the man, and I'd made her this kind of promise, so... Well, in a minute or two, when she didn't come out, I got up and eased through the door. Then through the door in the back. I went in and stood outside the door of the room. I knew she was inside with the man, but I couldn't hear him talking. Just stood there for a minute. Couldn't hear a thing. Then I heard her give kind of a little yip, like she was scared. Well, I was scared too, but I eased that door open. I could see her all right. He had that light on her. I couldn't see but part of him. He had his hand stuck out in the light holding this knife. He was kind of waving it, just playing with it in the light. She was watching it like it was a snake. Well, I was too scared to move or say anything because I didn't know what he'd do. Then all of a sudden, she slapped at the knife. I guess she didn't know what she was doing. She slapped at it and cut her hand. She ran for the door. He started after, and then I kind of got in the way.
Get out of my way, you little jerk! I said get out of my way! There! Man, stop her! She ran all the way out. What's the idea of busting in here, punk?
I didn't bust in, honest. I was just going to knock on the door. When it came open, this girl came flying out of here.
Yeah? Well, maybe I believe that. Maybe I don't. There's a bottle on the table in front of you. Reach down and hand it to me. No, don't you move. You stay there in the light. You're right. Maybe you think I'm drunk and I don't know your name. You think I'm drunk?
No.
Riley? You think I'm drunk, Riley? Hey, listen. I didn't mean to cut the little lady. I can scare the little lady without hurting her. How about you, Francis? You scare pretty good, kid. I'm asking you a question. I want an answer. And I want it now.
Don't. You'd have... Sure, anything you say.
You think I'm drunk? Empty. Okay. Maybe I'm drunk. But I got news for you, Buster. Drunk or sober, I know you, Buster. So don't you try to run away. Don't try to hide. I'll find you, Buster. Or if I can't find you... You got some folks, haven't you, Buster?
Don't say that.
And never open your trap about quitting. You can't quit. I don't want you to. Now you get out of here. And on your way out, tell Dad to send me back another box.
The man referred to by name, Francis?
No, sir. I never saw him again. Just never saw the girl again either. He called me up one more time with another assignment, and I took it. At least I told the man I'd do it. And I picked up the car.
That when our boys tagged you?
Yes, sir. I had a couple of drinks. I ran through a traffic light right in front of a patrol car to make them follow me. Then I cracked up the car so they could catch me. Never heard another thing until just before the second time Mr. Mason came to see me in jail. He brought me in a tray of food. There was a note in it.
What'd it say?
Don't forget. We know you, Buster.
That all?
Yes, sir. I didn't feel like eating my lunch.
Where is the note?
I tore it up and flushed it down the drain. Look, does any of this stuff help, Mr. Mason? I can try to remember some more.
No, Francis. Don't force your memory.
I guess it doesn't help.
It's bound to. You see, Francis, evidently, you saw something which was dangerous to the man and to the men behind him.
I'd like to talk to that girl.
Yes. She is the key to the whole thing.
Hmm?
She has to be. What else did this boy see? Maybe something else, but the most obvious, significant thing is that nice girl. So, okay. She's important. We'll find her.
Well, as you just heard, Perry Mason has made a start, a flying start on a trail that will lead us to strange adventures and excitement, and personal danger to Perry Mason and another nice young girl named Kate Beekman. By all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?